If not, we'll move on to number three. Discussion and possible action on the committee's review and evaluation of the responses received for RFP number 24-1343, Region 8, 2028 Lower Brazos Regional Floodplain. For the selection of the technical consultant to develop the 2028 Region 8 Lower Brazos Regional Floodplain. So has everybody had the opportunity to review our single submission on this? So we got one submission from Affin Associates for this. So I guess at this point we can go into and discuss this item. And I guess we officially will have to have a score sheet from each committee member.
Yes, and I'll fill in here. Each committee member will need to turn in your score sheet, and you'll also need to sign it and date it and return it to myself and Brian Gray, our purchasing manager. You can dynamically sign that or electronically sign that or sign it and scan it, however you need to go about doing that. You just sign it and get an email back to me. Thank you.
Has everybody had a chance to review the RFQ? And if there is not any discussion, I'll entertain a motion.
Anthony, can I ask a question, sir?
Sure.
Anyone from Water Development Board are here on the list online?
Jake might be. No, Jake said he couldn't make it. I don't know if anyone else from Water Development Board is here.
Yeah.
I don't see anyone.
I think, Pam, thank you. I think what it is we have only one a proposal for this submittal. And it's the same one. I was trying to see if this is a pattern they've been seeing from every other submittal right there, so that, you know, we don't be accused of trying to pick our own consultant right there for continuation right there. So granted, we only have one. There's not much can be done right there. And I think, you know, fair and square, we got to make a decision today. So trying to see a pattern of what was going on in the past. One of the questions I have, I don't know if Brian or someone is there. On the HSP plan, it notes that one, if any of those providers have been on contract with HAF for the last 5 years or something. So I wasn't sure on that one, but I don't think so. That's going to have any bearing on what we're going to do today. That's all I want to make a comment in, Anthony.
What was the last question?
The last question was, one of the requirements, Pam, was on the HSP plan that all the sub-identified sub-providers, I think it says that have not been in contract for the last 5 years. But if I recall that most of them being our sub-providers, they've been with us for the last maybe three and a half plus or minus. And then the past relationship right there, I hope it didn't get or exceed the 5 years as noted right there. And I'm pretty sure HAF is aware of that one, HAF Associates.
Okay.
That's just a comment.
Okay.
With that, Chair, if you're ready to entertain a motion.
Yes, I'll entertain a motion and for item number three. Consideration and discussion of the committee's review of the and evaluation of the proposal.
Well, I move that we have only one submittal, but I think, you know, we have Ryan as a project manager, so want to give it, you know, who to approve or the RFQ as submitted by HAF Associates for a full committee consideration, the planning group consideration.
Okay, we have a motion by Sujeet. Do we have a second?
Does Charlotte Gilpin will second that?
Got a second from Charlotte. So we'll call vote. All in favor would be an aye.
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 Yeah, could I ask one quick question? So how common it is to get just one bidder, you know, on a scope of work? And I don't have a discomfort with HAF, relatively familiar with them, but would just inquire on, hey, is it typical to only get a single bidder?
Tim, I believe in the first round, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever it was, I think we had three.
Okay.
I don't know this round what the other regions are experiencing. Does anybody have any knowledge of that? I don't know. Do you know, Pam?
I don't know.
So I don't know what's going on with the other regions, if they're seeing a similar pattern or if something is different.
Tim, to answer, Tim, because you know what? We call it proposals right there, because it's not a bid. It's a proposal, a request for qualification on this one. And, you know, there was a deadline put in right there. And if there is only one consultant applied, then we don't have a choice right there. Unless or until we feel any inadequacies right there. And I think, you know, based on it, they met all the calls, the checklist, whatever was we required them to check in, they checked in. So, if others don't want to do it, obviously they're busy.
Yeah, well, the other thing that can kind of happen is, you know, oftentimes, you know, if somebody's done a big scope of work initially, you know, then sometimes competing bidders won't bid, you know, just because they think somebody has a distinctive advantage. So maybe that plays into this as well. I appreciate the clarity. So I'll say I'm quite comfortable, and I will support as well.
Thank you, Tim. Okay, so the motion pass. I'd like to say, be it hereby resolved that the executive committee recommends to the members of the Region 8 Lower Brazos Regional Flood Planning Group the selection of HAF and Associates to serve as the technical consultant for the Region 8 Lower Brazos RFPG for the development of the 2028 Lower Brazos Regional Plan.